This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. If you're on Facebook, it is The Kevin Jackson Show, and you can go and leave messages, communicate with us there. We love it. We love it if you just write to us via the website, KJRadio.com. If you want to write to me on Twitter, Kevin Jackson TBS, the at sign, and you can get directly to me. We respond back. We being me in the mouth in my pocket, we will talk back to you. Yeah, we will give you a tongue lashing. Yeah, what you want? Why are you talking to me? You ain't got nothing to do with me. Uh-huh. So we'll do whatever. I'm just saying, we talk back. We talk smack. We talk good. Look, we just want to communicate with you. So if you're so inclined, do so. If you also want to call the show, 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Let me tell you something. Twice in the last, 3 days? Give or take 2 or 3 days, because you prepped the notes, right? And you know what I've got marked for segment one, which is the airlines. So it's twice in the last 3 days, right? Yes. Twice in the last 3 days. I just verified it with my producer. Twice in the last 3 days, we have watched somebody get dragged off of an airplane. One was a black chick who was apparently being obnoxious. I don't remember the details. I'll be honest with you. Things move too fast. But the second one, I do know. The guy was asked to leave the plane because they needed to make room for an air crew, a crew, rather, that was flying. Well, they're air crew. I mean, you want to be all specific. I'm saying they're a crew that's going to fly the next plane. I call them an air crew. It was a little bit of a mistake, but you don't need to call me out. Anyway, a crew that was going to fly to another location to meet the plane that they were flying on a connection. So, United said, we've got to have room for these people as passengers, flight crew. That's what I meant to say anyway, flight crew, and we're going to take them there. So, apparently, one guy he was going to lose his seat. Now, I don't know what happened. Think about it. You're in there, you're waiting, they call you, you get your assigned seat, and they say, here you go. And then somebody comes on later and says, Mr. Jackson, we got to kick you off the plane because we got to take the crew in. I know what my response would be. Well, how is that my problem? Right? So then they're going to probably explain, well, we overbooked, and at the time we thought we had this seat available, but we no longer have it. And I would probably still say, well, then, well, what are you going to do to compensate me? Because I've got meetings or I've got another schedule. Can you get, what's the next flight I'm going to be able to get on? But long story short, this guy apparently didn't like the answers that he was getting, or he stayed very... look, it's their plane. I'm going to tell you, there's only so far I could go. I mean, I'm a bad dude, but you can only do so much karate in an airplane, and eventually they're going to get you out of there. That's just the way it is. I don't care if you're Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, and Kevin Jackson all rolled into one. Eventually, you're getting off the plane. So, long story short, this brother, this big brother, he's a big dude. They finally bring in the security or whatever, and they're dragging this dude down the and his shirt rides up on him on his big old belly. By the way, it was true of this woman. This woman was a two-axle chick, and they're dragging her big butt down the thing, and I think she was singing real loud or something, and she wouldn't shut up. But anyway, they drag her butt out. And again, shirt rides up on her big old belly, and you see it. So here's the thing. I'm saying show some decorum. And I'm not even talking about what you say on the plane. I'm talking about if you're going to get dragged off a plane, be in shape. I don't want to see your big fat butt getting dragged off a plane not representing black folks, right? You can bet if they were dragging out some little white girl and some white dude, they would be fit. They'd have washboard abs. We got people looking like they lived half the lives of Chuck E. Cheese. Now you got to represent black folks. Somebody get this clip over to your black friends and tell them if you're going to talk smack on a plane, make sure that you're in shape. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the decorum. Look, I already told you. If they came to me, my producer is looking like, what? If they came to me and said, we got to take you off the plane, because you, I would be like, look, I paid for a seat. Did they pay for a seat? I would be, why are you picking on me? Why can't you pick on somebody next to me? Well, you were the last one on the plane. Well, that's not my fault. I mean, I would definitely be lippy. I'm not going to lie, because here's the thing. There have been many times, as much as I fly, there are many times you hear the announcement. We've oversold, and would anyone be interested in getting a $300 travel voucher, plus get on a later flight, and we will cover your meal while you have a layover or something? You're like, yeah. And then immediately I think to myself, man, I booked it too close. I can't do it. I got to be there at this time, you know, so there's no way. But there, I want to do it every time, but I don't get, I've done it a couple times. Like one time I did it, the flight was going to leave an hour later, and get this, my flight that left an hour later ended up getting to my destination faster than my flight. Bingo! But that's, you know, come on, that doesn't happen very often. And I'm flying out of, it might as well be in East Jesus, because St. Louis's airport, you hardly ever get direct flights. You got to get a connection. And they're connecting you into Charlotte, or they're connecting you into, you know, somewhere you're midway or whatever. You're connecting in an airport, and you're going to lay over for 3 hours in some in a place where that you could actually fly out of quicker. That's just the way it is. But, yeah. And you know what else this goes to show? And, again, I'm telling you right now, I would be lippy initially when they would say, why are you, you know, we got to remove you. I'd be like, oh, seriously, how did you single me out? I'd ask these kind of questions. And they would, Mr. Jackson, we don't have to answer your question. Well, it's just a question. I'm just asking, how did I get singled out? Because I want to know, do I need to call my NAACP rep or, you know, get Jesse Jackson or get Barack Obama? He ain't got nothing to do, you know. I would be like, you know, getting into people. Because I would try to stay on. And at the very least, I'd say, well, then what are you offering me? Because you didn't tell me this when I got on. How can you give me a seat and take it away? That sounds like Rosa Parks up in here. Don't make me go all ethnic and get to Rosa Parks and it sounded like Martin Luther King. Because I can do it. I have a dream one day that I can fly on United Airlines without being kicked off. I have a dream that my seat will be my seat until I arrive at my destination. Well, the good Lord would want me to be free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. He's free at last. I go Martin Luther King on you in a minute. We got a lot to talk about. Be sure to tell your black friends to have decorum on the airlines. You know, get in the gym, work out, don't show the belly. All life is good. Anyway, got a lot to talk about, folks. John Kerry had a response on Syria. Maybe we'll talk about that. You want to know the Democrats who want to run for political office? It'll blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Something's been on my mind, and I want to share this with you. And I'm telling you, I've looked far and wide. I'd love for somebody to call the show, write to me. It's kjradio.com. Call 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255. But I've been looking for somebody to tell me what the new speaking fees are for the Clintons. Hillary Clinton emerged from her rat hole, and she's been speaking at two or three different places. And you know the Clintons, coin-operated, ka-ching, and I'm talking about Bitcoin. And I want to know, what are they earning now per speech? Do you remember what they were earning? Anybody got any ideas? Let me give you the numbers. Hillary Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, combined to earn $153 million in paid speeches. Now, let me tell you something. Those must be some amazing words, because they earned that from 2001 until Hillary Clinton launched her campaign last spring. Well, yeah, technically last spring still, in 2016. $153 million from 2001 to 2016. That's $10 million a year. And by the way, Hillary was busy a couple of those years. Quite a few of them, in fact. So that is a lot of coinage. In total, the two gave 729 speeches from February 1 until May of 2016, an average payday of roughly $211,000 for each speech. The two also reported at least $7.7 million for 39 speeches to big banks, including Goldman Sachs and UBS, with Hillary Clinton. And she got at least $1.8 million for at least eight speeches, I should say, to big banks. So, that is a lot of cheddar. Now, what I want to know now, because Hillary Clinton has come from the rat hole, Bill Clinton has continued to speak, what are they getting now? And let me tell you why I'm asking this question. Because I predict they're getting a lot less. I also predict there's a trend afoot. Mm-hmm. So, let me give you some examples. University officials were outraged recently by the idea of paying Valerie Jarrett a $30,000 speaking fee. Now I want you to ask yourself this question. What do you think the speaking fees for Valerie Jarrett would have been pre-election? And what do you think would, in other words, if would there be even an argument over paying Valerie Jarrett $30,000 to speak at a university had Hillary Clinton gotten elected, or if Barack Obama were still in office? Would there be even a question? Northeastern Illinois University is in the middle of a financial crisis. The school had to shut down for spring break and announced unpaid furlough for the staff. Now, I'm not feeling any, don't cry for me, Argentina, because I don't have any problem, you know, saying congratulations, Wackademia, for having to shut down. But the board got word that Valerie Jarrett was going to be paid $30,000 for a commencement speech, and it didn't set well with them, particularly considering the cutbacks. So once the board got fired up, you know what they did? They said, well, you know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll go find a private donor that'll pick up the tab. And somebody did. Now, here's what I'll ask you. If you can find a private donor who'll donate $30,000 to hear that witch speak, why can't you find one that'll donate to get some kid an education? You see how hard somebody goes to work to bring leftism to their school? Hey, we don't care that you don't have the budget. We'll go find the money so you can bring a communist to come speak to children at their graduation commencement or whatever. So Valerie Jarrett, she tries to play it off. She says, I was unaware of the financial crisis at your school. Why? Because we've been donating a ton of money to you leftists for centuries. You still can't pay your bills? So then she says, well, here's what I'll do. I'll waive my fee. Waiver fee. There have been legislative efforts, folks, to try to stop public universities from paying commencement speakers. And let me tell you, they should stop paying commencement speakers. It is an honor to speak to kids graduating and to give them your knowledge going into the rest of their lives. And particularly, you should not be paid for a commencement address if you are a politician. Now, I'm a paid speaker. If you say to me, Kevin, we want you to come impart some knowledge on kids, and I go, look, guys, I'd love to do that, but I don't have a bunch of money sitting around, you know, waiting for me. You got to pay. I'm not going to be mad at. I would certainly understand people saying that. I get it. I've told many groups, look, I'd love to come speak at your thing with you just paying for my flight and my hotel, but guess what? When I'm home, my hotel is my home, and I don't have to fly to get there. So what you're telling me is I'm going to pay for you to do what you could do sitting on your butt at your house. I'm not going for that. I have to pay the bills. Every time I get up, I got to crank my car. I got to plan it at the airport. I got to spend time away from profitable things. It costs me money. I have to put a minimum figure on that. Now, I have that minimum figure. I call it a nuisance fee. I'll do a nuisance thing like a commencement. Now, I'm not saying it's a nuisance, but I'm saying for me to have to disrupt my life, find somebody to host my show and pay them, pay this, take my dog to the, you know, to the sitter and all that other stuff. I have a fee that I say, this is that. But if you're a politician and you've been asked to speak like Valerie Jarrett at a commencement, why would you even, there's no honorarium you get.
Oh, Kevin, she's retired.
No, she's not. She's still in public service as far as I'm concerned. Once you're in public service, you're done. They want you to do it. Sorry. But anyway, State Representative Mark Badnick of Plainfield said that he plans to refile this bill because he says speakers would be paid travel and expenses but no fee, what we call an honorarium. He says there are plenty of successful people who believe it's about giving back. Politicians like Valerie Jarrett, she should be honored to give back. And quite frankly, anybody that wants her to speak, somebody should have their brain examined to begin with. The universities should be concentrating on funding the education of kids, not funding Valerie Jarrett to get another $30,000 in her crooked criminal enterprise. Leftists are famous for this. And, I told you what Hillary raked in. And then she charged, get this, she charged children $2,700 to ask a question and $10,000 for a family photo. I mean, just think about that. The gall you have to do that. She spoke at the Women's Women in the World Summit. You can't find what speaker's fee she got, what she paid. You can't find it. It's impossible to find out if anybody will even talk about it. I haven't seen anything. I've been looking for Bill Clinton stuff. It's a curiosity, and I will keep finding. Last week, Women Helping Girls Conference canceled Susan Rice. They cited ticketing error. But let me tell you, it isn't ticketing era. I believe that we're watching the beginning of the foundation cracking of liberalism, and we must continue it, folks. We must not let these radicals speak at colleges and universities unfettered.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I got to tell you, before we get started, last segment I talked about, or not last segment, but earlier in the broadcast, I talked about a man being dragged off a plane. And the way AOL did the story, they said, man dragged off United Airlines plane because the flight was overbooked. Well, it wasn't because it was overbooked. It was because they wanted to kick him off. They wanted to take his seat. But I erroneously said it was a black dude. It wasn't. It was an Asian. So, whew, we dodged a bullet there, brothers and sisters, didn't we? Yeah. The Asians getting all crazy up in here. Man, I got to tell you, I have never been more excited to get news like that. It was like, the producer's like, Kevin, you do know that guy was Asian. I was like, no, what? No, he wasn't. Looking like my Aunt Pi with a big old belly. It wasn't. It was an Asian dude. And get this, a chubby Asian. Yeah. He actually looked like he was from China. He looked Chinese from like the Nepal region. But I'm just saying, I can't specifically tell you, but he was Asian, I know that. Looking all Eskimo. Glasses on, had a busted lip. Well, apparently one of the security guards said, okay, I'll treat you like a brother. Poof, popped him in his lip. He lipped off, and they got him. But I was excited. I just wanted to share that with you. Because I know I left you hanging, and I left a lot of brothers and sisters out there going, man, Kev, seriously? Seriously, bro? I'm like, yeah, seriously, yeah. Now, the woman, before I was talking about, because there was a woman that got dragged off. In the last two or three days, two people have been dragged off planes for different reasons. And the first one was most definitely a sister, light-skinned sister, quadroon. So, I don't know what the beef was. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they're arresting. This dude, they dragged him off. I don't know. But yeah, he was Asian. He wasn't black. I ain't gonna lie, I'm happy. I'm happy. Because we have a tendency to act ignorant and stuff like that. Do you remember this thing? I don't know if you guys saw this. It did really well for us. Plane lands and a girl wants off the plane. I think we played the clip. A guy's videotaping. She is screaming. She's cursing. And they can't go anywhere. You know that the jetway, I think is what they call it, the jetway that like a big umbilical cord comes out and then it attaches to the plane. Anyway, they got the jetway. They didn't have the jetway up. The plane had just pulled up there. And so, bada bing, bada boom, this girl, as soon as it's there, she's standing up. Y'all need to go. Y'all need to hurry up. And just screaming, going crazy. Little young black girl, probably like 22, 23 years old, something like that. 20 to 25. I don't want to be that specific. And just complain. And the white folks are like, they're giggling. One guy's, he's the one filming it. White dude. So you hear him giggling in the background. And it's completely unreasonable. It would be different if it was reasonable. Yeah, I don't know whether she had to catch. I've been in there where you got to catch you got a connector. You got to catch that flight. And you're in another terminal, so you got to huff it. And you got your bag because you don't want to check your bag because you're afraid you're going to lose your stuff. So you got to hook it. And I'm telling you, but at the same time, I'm like, there's nothing they can do. I've told people around it nicely, and you know what they say? They say, I tell you what, man. You know, not like it gains you a lot of time, but they're like, well, go in front of me because, you know, I get it, man. My flight's now. I got another hour and a half over here. Okay, thanks. I moved up. I saved myself 2 seconds. If you've ever had the door closed on you with like a minute to spare, you get really upset about that. But anyway, this girl's screaming. I'm talking making a spectacle. And finally, some of the passengers are like, well, you just shut the heck up. And you can hear it's a white chick. She's flying from Denver. You know, they're all smoking weed and stuff. Probably smoke weed on the plane. And everybody's mellow for a while. They're like, oh, chill. And finally somebody said, will you just shut up? And it's a white chick. You can tell. You know, the guy doesn't pan because he can't see her. Where he's sitting, he's just sitting holding the camera up watching this girl go crazy. And she's yelling at people, you need to move, yo, white fool, yo, this. She made it racial. She did. She made it racial. So And these people can go nowhere, and they're not even paying attention. They're just, they're like, whatever. Which is cool, because you got to admit, you know, they could have turned around and been all, what the hell are you talking about? I can't go anywhere. And but yes, other people got this yelling at her, and it was good for them. Good for them for standing up for their rights and saying, shut up, we can't do anything. I'd let her go and let that jetway be open so she could take that first step and poof, fall out onto the tarmac. Say, there you go, Susan Rice. Oh, no, it wasn't Susan Rice. Who was it? Loretta Lynch. There you go, Loretta Lynch. Say hello to Bill. They met on the tarmac, if you don't get that reference. They say former Secretary of State John Kerry is happy with Trump's response to Syria. That can't look too good on the resume. He's happy with Trump's response to Syria, a response that John Kerry himself did not do. Now, why did John Kerry not respond to Syria? I mean, he was the Secretary of State? He was our liaison, our marketing guru. His boss had already said, his boss had already drawn the red line. Why didn't the Secretary of State demand military action? Didn't happen. They knew that Assad had weapons of mass destruction. He had these chemical weapons. They knew it. We talked about it the other day. Was it the other day or whatever? I know we've been talking about it. They knew this man had weapons of the chemical weapons. Do you know what else he had? He had Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, they say. Moved them over there. Made his deal with Barack Obama through Putin, and then just said, wah, wah, and blew him off. But Secretary of State Kerry's like, I'm glad that he decided to drop the bomb on Assad, Bashar al-Assad. I would first of all like to be congratulatory about blah, blah, blah. I could, ugh. How do we pick these people? It really is. I mean, you don't know when you're going to die, but I'm convinced that John Kerry may just be a robot, a formaldehyde-soaked robot. Yeah. Maybe John Kerry wasn't as big of a eunuch as we thought he was, fighting back at Barack Obama. I will not pay attention to you, Barack. I mean, he's in favor of Trump's policy. How do you do that as the former Secretary of State? That was your boss. And he's going, nope, I didn't like what my boss did. Let me tell you what that means, folks. Kerry's not the only one. Kerry's not. Be honest. Ask yourself, how many people do you really... Because people ask me this all the time. Kevin, do these people really believe what they say? And I say most of the time, they do. They do. But you got to remember, they don't have a good frame of reference. They live in a bubble. I call it a cocoon of ignorance. And so when they're forced to look outside of the bubble, some of them get sanity. You're watching a few of them in Hollywood. We're going to be talking about Hollywood here in a bit. But they get a little sanity. And they go, you know, we probably ought to give Trump a chance. And of course, the Hollywood ogres come out and, you know, I don't know, they got grim reapers that come out when you say things like that, and they beat the crap out of you, threaten you to within an inch of your life, and then you never say it again. But I think that's starting to die down. What do you think? You think it's still a big deal? I do. I mean, of course it's a big deal. No doubt about it. It's like Sigourney Weaver coming, well, Donald Trump, and we were so worried, we went to Hawaii for vacation for I don't know how long, because we were just so concerned about our friends and blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Went to Hawaii because you're mad about Trump. And then John Kerry comes out and goes, I like what he did. It was a good thing. It was a smart move. Yeah, everything Trump has done for the most part has been a smart move. Now, I will tell you, it bothers me. It bothers me that John Kerry and Trump agree on a strategy for the Middle East. I'll be honest. It bothers me. Because I don't trust Kerry. If Kerry likes it, how could I like it? I'm not going to dislike it, but I'm just saying it makes me take pause. It was like when they said with TPP, that, well, Barack Obama, it's sponsored by Barack Obama, it's backed by Hillary Clinton, or backed by its own, you're like, if it's backed by Schumer and Obama and all of them, I know it's no good. It can't possibly be good. Now, I know that's what the left is saying about Trump, but they're saying it on emotion. I'm saying it on experience. I haven't seen anything these guys have negotiated where I was like, whoa, look at that. Look at how well we did. I went through all the trade deficit, the top five. And I'm telling you, we could bring back enough money through a trade deficit to probably, I mean, we could save hundreds of thousands, if not a few million small business jobs with just the money that we found with that. Good stuff. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk about Dems running for political office. This is seriously shocking.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So, let's see, what do we have here? Well, we had another attack in San Bernardino. Did you see the story? I mean, you almost couldn't miss it. And here's what I'll tell you. So, I see this. Attack in San Bernardino. Originally, they said two people were killed. And then we learned that two people were killed plus the gunman. I believe that's the case. And I immediately thought, was this a terror attack? Yeah, so here was the title. Two dead, two critically injured in what police tentatively call a murder-suicide. So I see this, and it was funny because one of the researchers was like, yeah, so there was a shooting at a school, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, we're in the time, the era of Obama, where the school shootings it's almost like saying, you know, there was a soccer game at a high school the other day. It just isn't a big deal. School shootings out the wazoo. Now, the legacy of Trump is he's going to carry these over for a while. The legacy of Trump, I should say, it's not the legacy of Trump. The problem with Trump for at least the next 6 months is he will be burdened with the legacy of Barack Obama. That has to do with foreign policy, tax policy, economic policy, and other financial policies. You name it. He's got Barack Obama's legacy, which is not good. There's no part of it. He's going to deal with Obama's racism, the violence against cops, violence against women, violence against neighborhoods, violence against black people. You name it. It's all there. So he's going to have to fix all that before he can actually start working on, really, on solutions. And now you have to do it simultaneously, but, you know, I'm just saying, these other things aren't going away. Now, he did manage to put Black Lives Matter in check for a little bit, but we'll see how that goes. So, school shootings, par for the course. Now, we have to ask ourselves, what were you thinking? Because originally, I didn't know where it was, because my researchers go, well, here it is, and that was what I said. Then he says, well, Kevin, this was in San Bernardino, and I was like, what is in San Bernardino? Hold on a second. So then immediately, and I don't know how you feel, but immediately I went, was a terrorist. And don't feel bad if you went there. That's human nature. San Bernardino was attacked by Muslim terrorists. There was another shooting in San Bernardino. People were killed. Was it Muslim terrorists? I went there. They said people have not yet, police rather, have not yet been able to determine the suspect's motive. But in the wake of the 2015 terror attack in San Bernardino, don't feel bad that your mind goes there. So here's what they said. The first call came in to 9/11 operators at 10:27 a.m. West Coast time. Gunman walks into a classroom, North Park elementary school in San Bernardino kill the teacher, shot two students before killing himself. All that was missing, folks, was them saying the shooter yelled Allahu Akbar. And see, generally, when the details are that sketchy, you know we're getting played. We're getting played. The media is playing games on us. They don't want to tell us all the details. Gunman walks into school, shoots teacher and students. Well, come on. Gunman. Now, if you don't want to give us his name, that's okay. Shoots teacher. We can argue. Nobody wants to have family members, this, that, and the other. But they could say stuff and give us... I'm telling you, you could read all the way through the description. There wasn't, Muslim man goes into school, shoots white teacher, and two Muslim or black students, Jewish students, nothing. There's nothing for us to go on. We have as many unknowns about this story as we have knowns. You're going, who just goes into a school, shoots... we're talking elementary school here. Elementary. We're not talking college. We're not talking high school where the kids put up a fight or something. The guy walks into a classroom, pow, shoots the teacher, turns around, pow, pow, shoots two children, and then shoots himself. I don't know. Did he shoot his two children? Her two children? Do we even know if the gunman is a male or a female? I know nothing about this story that can make me go, what is it? And that's what tells me this is something different. I don't know. I may not even find out. I'm just telling you, the media has a role and a responsibility to give us enough information to make up our minds about what's going on here. They don't want to do it. Generally, when the details are sketchy, you know what? That game is being played, folks. Witness accounts of the situation aren't even available yet. They said they don't even know what grade level. Like it matters. It's elementary. It's first through fifth. Maybe sixth. This isn't a terrorist training camp. Well, it kind of is. Leftism. It's a training camp for leftism. So I take that back. I stand corrected. Look, I hate to put it this way, but it's very true. The training camp for terrorism is leftism, period. It doesn't matter whether it's Hollywood, whether it's journalism school, whether it's the media, whether it just doesn't matter. If leftism is about terrorism, Black Lives Matter, terrorist. The Berkeley students that don't want conservatives to speak on their campus, what? They're all about free speech unless it's some speech that they don't want to hear. Terrorist. Leftists who would connive to shut you down. WikiLeaks exposed them. The DNC, Hillary, working in cahoots with the left. How much collaboration and collusion do you believe is between the Muslim Brotherhood and many leftists in this country who want to pretend that these atrocities by this so-called religion don't happen? It's amazing. The biggest sex traffickers in the world are Muslims. Muslims have more slaves. Slavery is practically legal there. More slaves going that they say than were even in the history of man or right now in Muslim countries. And I could go on. But the left wants to pretend. Unbelievable. So that's what we're left with. And now when this story broke about San Bernardino, which brings up so many different things, because obviously, well, for example, if a nightclub is shot up, what are you going to think? You could say, oh, if a nightclub is shot up in a black neighborhood, it's just business as usual. But if a nightclub is shot up in general, particularly if it's a gay nightclub, wouldn't you go there? What if it's the marathon, some big event? If you hear of a shooting at a big event or a bombing, what is the first thing that comes to mind? You know what it is. And, you know, look, we're either being conditioned, I don't know what the game is, but we're either being conditioned to disregard these things because the idea is discipline it, it's going to keep happening, so become conditioned to it. And I don't know whether that's good or bad, because I'm telling you, every time something happens, there are certain things that happen in the world that you go, you immediately go, okay, that's probably black on black. For example, there was a guy, a judge, who got shot in Chicago, 66-year-old judge, and he was shot early morning, 4:51 a.m., and his girlfriend was shot as well. Well, they said judge's aide, call it whatever you want. It sounds like a girlfriend or a booty call, but the point is, he gets shot, and immediately, south side of Chicago, and I go, okay, black judge, shot by black dude, or black dudes, or whatever. Could have been perpetrators that he sent away, or he could have just been a victim of violence in being in a black neighborhood. South side of Chicago. Now, I don't know why a judge would be living there, but maybe he was trying to keep it real. Didn't want to run away from the hood. Well, they got him shot and killed. And there are certain stories you go, okay, I can kind of put my finger on what this is. So here's what I can tell you, though. The legacy of all of this, it has its roots in liberalism, and it was mostly put on steroids by Barack Obama. The legacy of all of this. Do you know this? In the year after the 2015 terror attack by these Muslim extremists in San Bernardino that killed 14 people, injured 22, the murder rate in San Bernardino skyrocketed to its highest level in more than 20 years. Most people aren't even aware of that. You look at, and again, we know all the after effects of the Michael Brown, what they call the Ferguson effect in cities in general, but San Bernardino got impacted by that terror attack more than any other city. Just, it's amazing. The era of school shootings, I mean, it's ridiculous. Why bother with an education when you aren't even sure if you're going to survive education? You wonder why these kids lose hope and lose faith? Anyway, they close the school for a couple of days, and we certainly pray for the parents and of the children and everybody there. But I just got to tell you, it's a cruel world out there that liberals have built.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.